Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, page number 46-47. On a height he stood that looked towards greater heights. Our yearly approaches to the infinite are sunrise splendors on a marvelous verge, while lingers yet unseen the glorious sun. What now we see is a shadow of what must come. The earth's uplift to a remote unknown is a preface only of the epic climb of human soul from its flat earthly state to the discovery of a greater self and the far gleam of an eternal light. This world is a beginning and a base where life and mind erect their structured dreams. An unborn power must build reality. A death-bound littleness is not all we are. Immortal our forgotten vastnesses await discovery in our summit selves. Unmeasured breadths and depths of being are ours. Akin to the ineffable secrecy, mystic, eternal in unrealized time. Neighbors of heaven are nature's altitudes. To these high-peaked dominions sealed to our search, too far from surface nature's postal routes, too lofty for our mortal lives to breathe, deep in us a forgotten kinship points. And a faint voice of ecstasy and prayer calls to those loosened, lost immensities. Even when we fail to look into our souls or lie embedded in earthly consciousness, still have we parts that grow towards the light, yet are there luminous tracts and heavens serene, and Eldorados of splendor and ecstasy, and temples to the Godhead none can see. A shapeless memory lingers in us still, and sometimes, when our sight is turned within, earth's ignorant veil is lifted from our eyes. There is a short, miraculous escape. This narrow fringe of clamped experience we leave behind mattered to us as life. Our little walks, our insufficient reach. Our souls can visit in great lonely hours still regions of imperishable light, all-seeing eagle peaks of silent power, and moon-flame oceans of swift, fathomless bliss, and calm immensities of spirit's space. In the unfolding process of the self, sometimes the inexpressible mystery elects a human vessel of descent. A breath comes down from a supernal air. A presence is born. A guiding light awakes. A stillness falls upon the instruments. Fixed, motionless like a marble monument, stone calm, the body is a pedestal supporting a figure of eternal peace. Or a revealing force sweeps blazing in, out of some vast superior continent, knowledge breaks through trailing its radiant seas, And nature trembles with the power, the flame. A greater personality sometimes possesses us, which yet we know is ours. Or we adore the master of our souls. Then the small bodily ego thins and falls, no more insisting on its separate self, losing the punctilio of its separate birth. It leaves us one with nature and with God. In moments when the inner lamps are lit, and the life's cherished guests are left outside, our spirit sits alone and speaks to its gulfs.